Let's jingle the chamber bells. It's Chamber Chat with the Tawas Area Chamber of Commerce on KJC Country 104.7 FM.
Indeed, and it's a busy, busy time, and Janelle Walmsley took some time out to join us. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I am great. How about you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. We're doing your first live remote from Perchville.
That's right, you are. That's right, you're kicking off our Perchville live coverage. You're right down there. Where are you right now?
We are actually at the hospitality tent. It's okay. Up on the beach. It's right. Looking fantastic. It's huge. We're getting all the stages and everything, the bar set up, and just doing all kinds of great things, getting ready to start at 5 o'clock tonight.
Wow, 5 o'clock tonight, everything gets underway, and then what a weekend of events we have.
We absolutely do. You know, also this evening we have a perch dinner, a fish fry at the Knights of Columbus Hall from 4 to 7. We welcome everybody out to come on out and have a fish dinner with all the fixins.
Yeah, do that. That'll get you all revved up and ready for everything else. Well, there is another event also tonight too, right?
Well, like I said, the hospitality tent is open, and we've got great entertainment tonight. We've actually got karaoke and DJ Dynamics. There is a Pong tournament there in the tent for everybody who wants to join. Registration's at 6 o'clock for that, and the tournament starts at 7. And, of course, at 7 o'clock in the family tent, which that's something new for all your listeners. The family tent's going to be downtown East Tawas, right across from the Ben Franklin parking lot.
Yeah.
Which is just a great location. We're so excited about that. But there's going to be a Foamtabulous Polar Bear Bash Team Karaoke Party.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. Something for the kids to do. It's always good to have something for, you know, the whole family for every age.
Absolutely. And, you know, that family tent is going to be fantastic, over the moon this year. And they're kicking it off with that team party tonight from 7 to 9.
That's right. And then as we head into the weekend, Saturday, what a full day that is.
Oh, it is nonstop. If you like to fish, get on out there and start fishing. We have thousands of dollars worth of prizes to give away to the largest catch.
Yeah.
In 5 different categories. Cabela's has just been a great sponsor, as has Cooper Standard. We're thrilled about that fishing challenge.
Right.
Weigh in, and the award ceremony is Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in the family tent. So you've got all weekend to get out there and catch some great fish.
You bet. So that gets things kicked off, and then we've got a lot of other great events all through the day.
We sure do. We have softball on ice. That's a tournament. It's going to be all day. Right off of the DNR boat launch, which is actually also where the polar bear swim is going to be.
Right.
So there's going to be a ton of parking down there right past the Michigan State Police Post, and it's just going to be great. The polar bear swim, of course, is at 1:30 and 3:30. Registration starts at 11. Can't wait to see those people jump in that hole in the ice this year.
That's the way I want to see it. I want to watch them go in. I have no interest in going in myself, so I'll watch them go in for sure.
Okay, so you would rather go to the chili cook-off that starts at 11,
yes,
right?
Yes, I would. That would be wonderful. Yes, 18 different chilies?
They do. It's just fantastic. For a $6 koozie, you will have more chili than you could ever imagine, and you get to vote on your favorite one, which is great.
That's right. Some stiff competition this year, too.
There is. And you know what? We have a parade at 10:30 that is right before the chili cook-off.
Yeah,
so if
right.
you want to see the parade, it goes down the length of 23 and then, of course, up Newman Street.
That's right. I'll be in the parade. That's I'm going to kick off my festivities and my broadcast from the parade. So.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Kevin. That's fantastic.
All right.
And, of course, the family tent all day long on Saturday. That's just going to be great. The hospitality tent starts at noon. We're going to have a couple of different bands down there playing Easy Street and Flipside in the evening. The Coast Guard's putting together a couple of demos for us. We're trying really hard to get a helicopter into town. Of course, if they have an emergency call, they have to go and do that. But we've got great plans just for a lot of fun stuff here in town.
Yep, that's right. And some events that you know, are new, like the barstool races, right?
Well, the lawnmower and barstool races, we have those every year. And we're just thrilled to have those guys come back. The softball and ice tournament, that's the new thing. Yep.
All right.
You know what? We had a fantastic steak and dough night party last night. Lots of people came out and supported that, and I think had a great time.
That was, one of those traditional events that that made its return last night, and hopefully it gets to stay a part of the Perchville USA now.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know, if you have any other questions about when events are, I know we kind of went over this really fast.
Right.
Visit tawas.com. There is all kinds of event schedules and maps. We have an event headquarters, a Perchville headquarters right downtown on Newman Street next to the Brew Crew. We'll be open Saturday morning selling wristbands for the family tent, koozies for the chili cook-off, buttons for Perchville. Just come on down. We're going to have a great time.
You bet. Sounds like it. Well, I'm sure I'll catch up with you somewhere while I'm out there from 11 to 2 tomorrow, Janelle. Otherwise, everybody have a great Perchville USA.
You too, Kevin. Thanks.